begin the current daven, Sechtes Baba Kama Dav Ches, begin 8 lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had the halacha in our Mishnah that said regarding the Arba of Nezikin, when they damage, then the Mazik is liable for Tashlumi Nezik, B'meitav Ha'aretz. And that is, if he wants to pay with land, he has to give him the Idis, the highest quality land that he has. Now there was Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, whose highest quality land? Rabbi Shmuel says, but the Nizik Sheminan, with the damaged party's highest quality land, is the type of quality and grade you have to pay with. And Rabbi Kiva said the highest quality of the Mazik. Now the Gemara had inquired when it says that it cannot be the Nizik's, as Rabbi Kiva says, but rather in the Mazik's, does it mean B'shaloihin Shemin? Do we qualify based on his highest quality? Or does that just mean regards to B'shaloihin Shemin, regards to the world and the market value, the market that's graded in 3 different tiers? There's the lowest, the ziburis, there's a medium, bainness, highest, which is idis, but it would go on based on the oilam, not on his. Now the Gemara answered, it's b'shaloihin shaman, like he says clearly from the pasuk, it's the mazik's highest quality. So even if the world's highest quality is his lowest, he has to still give higher, he has to give his highest. Now that the Gemara had asked from a b'raisa, that simply contradicted that halacha. Because the b'raisa said that there's 3 different payments for 3 different types of collectors. Those of Nizak and those who get damaged collect from Edis. A regular collector, a lender, a Baal Chayiv, a creditor collects from Beinis. And a Ksuba Sisha, a woman collecting her Ksuba, collects from Ziburis from the lowest value. Now, one of the cases mentioned, the Braisa said that when there's only Edis and Ziburis, so then the Baal Chayiv, the creditor, collects from Ziburis, because as our Gemara later on will explain, Midaraisa, biblically, actually, a Baal Chayiv, a creditor, really only collects from Ziburis. However, rabbinically, they didn't want to stop people from lending money, so they upped him to Beinis. So when there's only Idis and Ziburis, he doesn't really collect even Beinis, so for sure he's not going to collect Idis. Rather, he'll then, when there's no rabbinic possibility of introducing it to be Beinis, because there is no Beinis field, he'll collect from Ziburis. Now, one of the cases was, when there's Beinis and Ziburis, so it said that Nizalkin and Bachay will collect from Beinis, and Exubis Isha will collect from Ziburis. So that, the Gemara said, if you say, like the Gemara had said, that B'shaloihin Shaman, the way you qualify Idis, Beinis, and Ziburis is not based on relative to the world market value, rather on this individual's fields, you grade it to 3 different tiers. So then ask the Gemara, essentially, if you're saying he has Beinis and Ziburis, that's not Beinis. If that's all he has and he doesn't have Idis, that means his Beinis is his Idis, it's his highest quality. So then, why are you saying that the Baal Chayiv collects from Beinis? He should be collecting from Ziburis because there is no Beinis. His Beinis is the Idis because you're saying you qualified B'shaloi. Obviously, says the Gemara, that B'shaloi l'mein shaman. And that's why he's collecting from Beinis because although it's his best, but we don't go based on his best. We go based on the market value, what it is. And the market value, it's Beinis. Not the Gemara answered, no. You could say B'shaloi l'mein shaman. The case that is Toma was that he had originally at the time of the loan an Idis field. Then after the loan, he sold the Idis. So at the time of the loan, when the shibudim, when it becomes indebted to the creditor, he had idis, beinis, and ziburis. So at that time, the beinis was meshubatim. So that's why, even though when he later sells it off and all he has is beinis and ziburis, but he's going to be collecting from beinis, even though, yes, if he hadn't had idis at the time of the loan, then his beinis would have been his idis, and then, yeah, he would have collected from ziburis, not from beinis, but it's toma that he had it, and that's why he's collecting. But you're right, if he didn't have it, then it wouldn't be collecting from the beinis, he'd be collecting from ziburis, because b'shaloi hein shaman. Now, that's why Gemara continues and says, hachinam mistaber. It's logical to say, it's not just like what's called doichik teretz, or just to fire emfer, to give a good answer. It actually is more logical to say, like we had said, it's b'shaloi hein shaman. And that although it's saying that when he has Beinis, which essentially is seemingly is his best, he's still going to be collecting from the Beinis. But if you say B'shloihin Shaman, why is that? It's logical to say, like we had answered, because he had Idis, then he sold it off. And that's why the Baal Chayiv is going to be collecting from the Beinis, because it's actually his Beinis. It's just that now he sold off the Idis. Why is it logical to say that? From the fact that there's a different Braisa. Another Braisa says, Beinis Viziburis, if all he has is middle grade and lowest grade. So Nizalkin Bebeinis, so he said that those who get damaged, they collect from Beinis, because really should be collecting from Idis, but there is no Idis. But the creditor and the woman collecting Ksuba collect from the lowest grade. Nakashna Dadi. Well, that contradicts the other Braisa. The other Braisa said when there's Beinis and Ziburis, Nizalkin and Baal Chayiv collect from Beinis, and Ksubas Isha from Ziburis. This Braisa is saying that no, that only Nizalkin collects from Beinis, but Ksubas Isha and Baal Chayiv collect from Ziburis. Rather, says the Gemara, what you can infer from this is like we had answered. The first brisa that we had mentioned was that he had Idis at the time of the loan. And therefore, at the time of the loan, the bainness that he had was Meshubah to the Bachayv, and then he sold it off later. But still, his Shibur is on what was then the middle grade, even though now it's his best. Here, it's talking about the second brisa where he never had an Idis to sell it off. So what he has, quote, bainness field in regards to the market value is his best. And that's why the Baal Chayv is not going to be collecting from the Bainis, because we go based B'Shalohi and Shaman, and therefore it's his Idus, and therefore since there's no Bainis, he collects, which the biblical law is, from Ziburs. So the Gemara says no Raya. Although that could be an approach to resolve the contradiction and thus to sustain the opinion of B'Shalohi and Shaman. Says the Gemara, V'Ibayisim, if you want, you could say that actually Id V'Idi, Shaloi Ha'Yisloi Idus Amachara. That it's not like the way we had answered the Bryces to maintain the opinion of B'Shalohi and Shaman. Could be we could say that both Bryces are talking about that there wasn't any Idis in the first place, and then it was sold off. And as Rashi points out, you could say, not like the Gemara had tried to do, that B'Shalohi and Shaman, that we evaluate a person's fields not based on his, the Masiks, but rather on the market value. And Velikasha, it still is not going to be a contradiction between these two Bryces. So in other words, we can take a different approach that's not necessarily going to prove what you wanted to say. Yes, you could resolve it like that, but it's not going to prove it that you want to prove that it's going to be B'Shalohi and Shaman, and that's the way you see, because how else are you can resolve the contradiction? I could tell you really that B'Shalohi and Shaman. Ha, the second Bryce that says that the Baal Chayv and Iksubis Isha from Zibur is because the Shavya Bein Nishalohi Kedis Te'alma. That's where his middle grade fields are equal to the best of the world. So since we go B'Shalohi L'Meid Shaman, yeah, that's why the Baal Chayv is not going to be collecting from the Bainness, because his Bainness is the world's Idis. And we go based on the world's value, and he doesn't collect from Idis. V'kan, but the first price that said that the Baal Chayv collects from Bainness is the Leshavi Bainness, Shalik Idis Ta'alma, where his Bainness is not equal to the Idis of the world. And therefore, since it's equal to the Bainness of the world, that's why the Baal Chayv collects from his Bainness. And therefore, that's another way how to resolve it, by not saying B'Shalohi Hein Shaman, but rather B'Shalohi Olam Hein Shaman. Ovi Baisei Mof, the Gemara says, if you want to, you could say, Idi V'Idi, K'gayin Shahisa Bainness Shalohi Ki Bainness Ta'alma. You could say that actually both Brises are talking about, where his Bainness is equal to the Bainness of the world's market value. And also, not like we had said in the first answer, where there wasn't any Idis beforehand that he then sold off. Now, V'hach B'ha Pligi, this is what they're arguing about. Marsav B'Shalohi Shaman. Regarding the question that we had asked in the previous staff, this is exactly what the Machlokes was. The second Braisa holds that you evaluate based on his fields. So since all he has is Bainness and Ziburis, so his Bainness is really his Idis. Again, we're saying that it's not that he had Idis and he sold it off. So it's his best. If it's his best, so then you don't go ahead and you collect from his best, because the Baal Chayv only collects rabbinically from Bainness. When there's no rabbinic Bainness, then you collect biblically from what Ziburis is. But the other Braisa held that no, you go based on the world's value, and that's why the Baal Chayv will be collecting from Bainness, which is his halacha, because we don't care that it's his best. We don't go based on him, we go in B'Shalohi L'Meid Shaman. So that's the third approach, is actually saying that this is the machlik is between the two Braises, if you say B'Shalohi or B'Shalohi L'Meid Shaman. Ravinam, he gives a fourth approach. He says, B'du'ula Pligi. You could say that the two Braises are disagreeing regarding the halacha of Ula. Dama Ula, Ula said, Dvat Torah, Baal Chayv B'Ziburis. Like we mentioned before, biblically, everyone agrees that a collector, a creditor, collects from the lowest grade fields. What's the proof? Shenem, because the Pasuk says in the Varam, Bachutz Tamid, on the outside you should stand, Vo'isha Sha'atu Neshebai, and the man that you're collecting from, the borrower, Yaitzi Elechas Avar Achutz, will bring out to you the collateral outdoors. In other words, it's talking about the halacha, warning the lender, the creditor, from chasing after the guy coming to his house. You wait on the outside, and let the borrower bring out to you what he owes you. Now, says the Gemara, Ma Darkei Shel Adam Lohitzi L'Chutz. What would a debtor be taking outside to bring out to his lender, to his creditor? Pacha Shebekelim, the lowest thing that he has, the most least valued item that he has in his house. Now, which is Ziburis, the lowest thing that he has in regards to when it's field. Says Ula, but so why did they say, why do we always quote that a creditor collects from middle grade? Conditionally, Tinel Dels, but they love, and that's a rabbinic injunction, so that we shouldn't be closing the door in front of borrowers because no one's going to want to lend. He says, why should I lend when I get paid back the money that's owed? He doesn't pay me back money, he pays me back his lowest grade field. I'm not going to lend money anymore. So to prevent that, rabbinically, they said that they should pay back from the middle grade fields. Now that's what the Gemara says. That's what Ravina says. This is what these two brises are disagreeing. Mar, the Tana of the first brise that said that the Bachayv collects from Beinus, is late to counter the Ula. He holds of the rabbinic injunction of Ula, and therefore since it's Beinus, so Bachayv collects from Beinus. But Mar, but the Tana, the second Tana, holds less late to counter the Ula. He doesn't hold of this rabbinic halacha of Ula. Rather, he just goes based on what the Pasuk says. There, and therefore, even if there was also Idis, even if, let's say, when we say the case of Beinus and Ziburis, even if there's Idis, Beinus, and Ziburis, where now it's a total bona fide Beinus, whether because it's his Beinus or whether it's the world's Beinus, doesn't make a difference. That second brisa holds that a Bachayv will always be collecting from Ziburis because it doesn't hold the rabbinic injunction of what Ula is saying. It's just that we go based on the biblical law, which is a Bachayv always collects from Ziburis. So therefore, that concludes the discussion regarding this halacha of Bishal Oy Henshaman or Bishal Oylem Henshaman. How do we qualify Reb Kiva's halacha? We would go based on not the Nizik's best, but if he wants to pay with fields, we go with the Mazik's. Is it the Mazik's his own? Or is it from the world, meaning in contrast to what the best of the damaged party is, but in the world value, what's the highest value type of field that if he wants to pay the amount of damage, he has to use that type of quality field. Now the Gemara continues with the halachas of nechasim mishabadim regarding indebted properties. So turn upon the brisa. Mocher le'echad, if someone sold to one person, oylish leishab in the adam ke'echad, or to three people as one, meaning in one day. So we're talking about an individual that had three types of creditors, and this is continuing the discussion that we had from the brisa that we brought in the previous daf, which was regarding this discussion, if he owes money to someone that he damaged, to a creditor, and to a ksubis isha. Moreover, he has these three types of field that they collect from, the idis, beinis, and ziburis. Now, he sold them all to either one person or to three people, but as one, meaning it was in one day. So says the Braisa, kula nichnasu tachas abayon. They all take the place of the original owner. In other words, the purchasers step in and take the place of the one who sold them the fields. So in other words, the one who bought the highest quality fields, when the damaged party wants to come and collect, and say from the moment that the damage happened, or the loan happened, or the ksubis isha was, the properties become indebted to those collectors. Now that he came and he sold it off to other people, so they say, you took what was owed to me. So the one who was damaged goes to the guy who bought the idis to collect from him. The creditor goes to collect from the one who bought the beinus fields. And the ziburis fields goes to pay off the woman who's collecting her ksuba. Now says the Raisa b'zachar zel, let's say they bought it one after another. Let's say it wasn't in one day. So then says the Raisa, kulan gevim min ha'achren. Then all the collectors are going to collect from the last person who bought. That is, even if let's say the first person who bought the idis and the beinus, he could still push away all the other people. The purchaser could push away the one who got damaged and the creditor to say, you go ahead and you collect the lowest grade fields. Now the reason why he could say this is because what's brought in Masechtas Gittin of Memches and Mebeis regarding that he could say, I left you a place where to collect from. Because the halacha is in the from nechasim mishabadim emakim shesh bnei chayrin. You cannot collect from encumbered properties, which is that when let's say someone borrows money from someone, $100 loan, and he has $1,000 worth of property. So the property becomes indebted to the lender. If let's say he sells off all his properties, then the Baal Chayiv could go ahead and collect from the person who bought the fields. Now, but if let's say he left over at least $100 worth of property, he says, I didn't take your shibudim. I left over. I knew he owed you $100. And I only bought $900 worth of the property. I left $100 worth of the property, and that's what was owed to you. So since he left over, so this is this case also over here, where even if he left over the ziburis types of fields, the halacha is that still since there's b'nei chayrin, although yes, if you were collecting from him and he had three different types of fields, you, the one who was damaged, would collect from idis. And although I bought all the idis fields and the beinus fields, still the halacha is if there's free b'nei chayrin, meaning by the original owner he has fields, you don't collect from the chasim mishubadim. So therefore, when these two first people bought and they left over ziburis by the owner, although ultimately that was also sold, but you go to the last one because he's the last one that went and really took the shibudim that was owed to you. Now, says the Braisa, ain loy. Let's say there's not enough from the last guy to pay up all these three collectors because his field that he bought is not enough to cover all those three. Then the excess is collected mishlefana from the one who bought before him. Ain loy, if there's not enough from him, then goyve mishalifnei fanav, then they collect from the guy even before that. That's what the Braisa says. So on that, the Braisa asks, machron le'echad heichidami. How do we understand? There was two cases spoke about. Talk about when if he sells, again, this guy who owes three types of collectors, sold his three types of fields, it says either to one person or to three people. If it was all at the same time, then we said, and then they take the place of the owner. If it was one after another, then the last guy to buy, he's the one that has to pay them all up. Not enough by him, you go to the guy before him. Not enough by him, you go to the before him. It doesn't make a difference even what type of fields they bought. It doesn't make a difference. The last guy who bought is the one that's the first one to be collected from. Now, the Gemara wants to know now, how do we understand the case of when it said that if he sold his fields to one person? As the Gemara explains, ilem bevas achas, if it would be talking about that he sold his fields to one person at one time, meaning in one document. So the Gemara asks, hashtalish leisha, if regards to the other case of the Braisa, when he sells it to three people, the ikalem emechad minayakadim, where you could say that one of the three people was first, in other words, maybe one of them had bought, although they all have the same date, but maybe one guy bought in the morning and maybe the other two bought in the evening. And therefore, the guy could say, well, I left you place to collect from. Why are you collecting? I know I bought the Idis and you're in the Zaken, but why are you collecting from me? I was bought first and I left space where you could have collected from. Those guys bought later in the day. Go ahead and collect from them. And still, Amrit Kula Nichnasu Tachsa Bailam. Still, you said that they take the place of the owners and the one who bought the Idis will have to pay Nizaken. The one who bought Bainis will have to pay Baal Chayv. Why? Because it's not recognizable in the document who bought first. Although he's claiming he did, but we don't write in the document besides in Yerushalayim exactly regarding the hours. So therefore, we're saying they take the place. So Machan Echad Mibayis, I asked the Gemara, if we'd be talking about at one time, would you have to say that when he bought all the fields in one document that he takes the place of Nizakin collecting from his Idis, Bachay from his Bainis, and Subsisha from his Zippurus? If even by three people, which could be one was before the other, they take the place for sure by one person. So rather, says the Gemara, must be talking about that when he bought all three fields, it's talking about that he didn't buy them all at one time, bought them one after another, three different days. So that the Gemara asks, then why is it different in the case of three people? Where each one of them, whoever bought first before the other, could say, no, no, don't collect from me. I left room for you to collect. As long as there was available land by the owner, no matter what grade it is, you can't collect from the Chasim Mishabadim. So each guy could push to the guy who bought first, and therefore you can't collect from him. So even when it's one person, regarding each one, he should be able to say, even this one guy who bought, I left you place where to be able to collect from, because although I bought all of them, the first day I bought, that you can't collect from. The second day that I bought, you can't collect from, because I had still left stuff over. So therefore, I want you to be able to collect from the ziburis that I had left over. Why are we saying that Nizakin could collect from Idis? They shouldn't be able to collect from Idis. They should have to go to the last thing that he bought, which is ziburis. So the Gemara says, you're right. What are we talking about here in the Braisa? We're talking about, well, what's the last thing that he bought? You're right, if the last thing he bought was Ziburis, he would be able to tell them, yeah, although I'm the one who bought them all, but on different days, and I had left over, collect from the Ziburis I bought last, but that's not what the last thing he bought. The case Toma, where the last thing he bought was actually the best fields of the Meicher, the one who owed to all these three types of collectors. Where now the purchaser, this one purchaser, prefers that to collect according to their din, and not that all the collectors were going to be collecting from the last thing that he bought, which is obviously the highest quality. He doesn't want to give up the highest quality. The case that we're talking about is where the last thing that he purchased was the Idis. Now, of course, the Nizakin is going to either way collect from Idis, but at least the Baal Chayv and the Ksubas Ish, he doesn't want them, so therefore, when we're saying he takes the place of the Meicher, it's talking about where the last thing that he bought was Idis, and that's why he's not going to say this claim of, oh, I left over. He's not going to make such a thing because he doesn't want them to go and take the last thing that he bought. Now, the Gemara, however, asks, but Ihachi, if that is the case, well, then then let them all go ahead and collect from Idis. In other words, if the last thing that was left over from the two purchases was the Idis, then that is where their Shibudim was. Because we know the halacha is that when there's Nechasa B'nei Chayrin, their Shibud is not on the original purchasers. It's what's the last thing that's bought. So if the last thing was bought was that, that's their Shibud, which was taken away last. So how can he say, no, 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 I don't want you to take the last thing. I want each one to take according to the halacha. No, no, no. The last thing is the thing that our Shibudim are. And therefore, although I'm an Isha collecting my Ksuba or Baal Chayv collecting my loan, we're going to collect from Idis which and not from what we usually cook from Beinus and Zibors, because that's the last thing. So the Gemara answers, no, Mishum de Amalahu, because the purchaser will tell them, Ishas Kisu, Bishaklisu Kidinaihu, if you're quiet and you take according to what your halacha normally would be, which is from your guy you would be collecting from, your husband, your borrower, you normally would collect from Ziburis and Beinus. So if you're quiet and you do as you normally would and you'll collect the same thing from me, Shaklisu, then take. But V'iloi, and if not, because you're saying, no, 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 we want to collect from Idris now because that's the last thing that you bought. You know what I'm going to do? Mahadrana shtara diziburis lemari. I'm going to go ahead. I have three different documents. I bought in 3 different days his lowest quality fields, his medium quality fields, and his highest quality fields. Now, the last thing that I bought was Idris. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and give him back the document of the purchase of the ziburis fields. Now, what that's going to do is that the one you're collecting from will have land now to be collected from. And the halacha is, you can't collect from Minu Chasim Mishabadim when it's Bnei Chayrin, when the guy that owes you money himself has Ziburis. Vishaklisu Kuchum is Ziburis. You know what that's going to make? It's going to make all you have to collect from Ziburis. So he says, look, if you want to do it my way, do it my way. You'll collect from Ziburis, the Isha, you'll, the Bachheba, collect from Beinus, and you'll collect from the Idis, which is the halacha of the price, where he says that this one person will take the place of the Meicher. And the reason why he's doing this is because the last thing he bought was Idis, and he doesn't want them to all go for the last thing that he bought. Now, however, although they could claim that they want to, but he says, look, if you're going to play hard with me, I'm going to go ahead and just give him back the Ziburis field, and you're all going to have to collect from Ziburis anyway, and therefore, rather do it my way instead of me forcing you to all take from Ziburis. Now, that thing must ihachi, if that's the case, and that's the reason for this halacha. So then as we continue on to Tamid Beis, the question then becomes, then benizakin namine mahachi. So if he's playing hardball with them, so why doesn't he take it one step further? Then by the one who got the damaged party, if he wants to, he could really force the guy to take bainness. Because he could tell him, look, I know you usually get from me this, but if you want to take from bainness, fine. You'll be getting a better deal than you usually do. Why? What do you mean? I usually collect from Idis. No, no, no. Because if I want to, you know what I'll do to you? I'm going to give back the Ziburis star that I have, and I'm going to give it back to the guy who sold it to me. And then you're going to be stuck taking Ziburis from the guy who had damaged you. And so the question the Gemara is asking is, if that's the case that he's talking about, where he's threatening them, saying, I'm going to give back the star, and that's why he could force them not to take from the last fields that he bought, which was Idis, rather Ziburis and Beinus, so then why doesn't he actually take it further and really force the Nizakin not take Idis, let him force him to take Beinus? Where Rashi points out, he says, the reason why the Gemara is asking from Nizakin and not from Bal Chayiv, from the creditor, which is, he should tell him, well, you know, I know you usually collect from Beinus, but take from Ziburis, because if not, I'm threatening, I'll give it back to the master, and then you're going to have to collect from Ziburis. So then he'll say, fine, what's the difference to me? So give it back. Either way, you're only offering me Ziburis now anyway. So go fine, threaten. Go back, go give it back, and lose out your Ziburis, and I'll collect from him. Either way, you're not giving me anything more than what I'll be getting from him. But the question the Gemara is asking is, but at least by Nizakin, there, that's a real bargaining chip. You could really bargain him down to Beinus, because he'll be willing to go for that, because or else you're threatening, he'll have to go down to Ziburis, because you're going to give the Ziburis one back to him. So why is the halacha saying that if you sell it to one person, he'll take the place and he'll give the Nizakin Idis? Why? Why is he giving the Nizakin? He'll just give back the Ziburis and he'll get him down to Beinus. So Ella rather says the Gemara, from the fact that the purchaser is not stating such a claim to get the biggest bang for his buck, must be, is because Hachamai Iskinda, what we're talking about over here, is that you can't say this answer the Gemara is trying to say. It must be talking about where the seller passed away. He didn't leave over any of his own land. Now, Biyasmi Delav B'nei Peroinen. So that means we're talking about orphans, which they don't have to pay up their father's debt. Because although they might have Metatlin, movable items, Metatlin Diyasmi are not Meshubit to Abal Chayiv. They're not indebted to a creditor. Now, although this purchaser is threatening that he's going to give back the land to the original seller, who is not alive, and he'll give it back to the assignment, but that'll be like land which the orphans themselves purchased after their father's death, which that's not indebted to their father's collectors. So therefore, says the Gemara, if we're talking about such a case of Yisaimim, v'shibudi dilei aleho didei ramya, and therefore that means to say that the shibudim is going to be on him, not on the orphans, so hilkach lekel emeimahachi. So therefore the Gemara goes back, we're obviously back to the question, because we said we must be talking about orphans. Why? Because if we're talking about the way you had proposed beforehand, then let him make a bigger claim instead of giving them each one according to the halacha and not all collect from Beinus. Let him get the nezakin down to Beinus. Obviously, why can't you do that? Because your threat of giving it back to the original owner doesn't exist. Why not? Because there's orphans. Giving back to the orphans will not allow them to collect from that anyway because they can't collect from orphans. It's like land that they got from afterwards. They're anyways going to go to you, the purchaser. So that if they're going to go to you, the purchaser, we're really back to the question. How do we understand this case of Meicher Echa, of Lekeach Echa, when there's one purchaser, it can't be taught Mebavas Achas, because that's, of course, going to be the halacha if you say that B'Shalashim the Adam. So you can say it's B'Zachar Zeh, so what's the case? Well, how do we understand this regarding that each one's going to get the halacha? Why doesn't he tell them collect from Ziburis? And if the last thing that he purchased was Idis, then they should all be allowed to collect from Idis, because why not? Why are they not all collecting from Idis? What, you're threatening that you'll give it back? Giving back doesn't help, because there is no meicher to give it back to. It's just Yisayman. So Ella rather says the Gemara that the reason why they're all not collecting from Idis, which is the last thing that he bought, is Mishum de Amalhu, is because he tells them, Taimer my Amr Rabbanan, what's the reason that the rabbi said, Ein Ephraim Nechasim Mishabadim, B'makim Shesh Bnei Charin? What is the reasoning for this halacha? That I know I bought it in 3 different days. So that means to say that you can't collect what I bought on day number 1 or day number 2. It's rather the last thing that I bought that you want to collect from, which is the Idis. Now, why are you staking the claim to say that all of you, Bachayv, Ksub Asisha, should collect from the last thing? Because of this halacha that you can't collect from encumbered ones, things that I had bought beforehand when there was available ones, which are the last things that I bought, which is where your Shibud is on. That's Mishum Tekanta Didi. That is something that the rabbis instituted for me, not for you, for me, the purchaser. That's because it's to save lakuchas. People are not going to want to buy from people and say, oh, you have any debt. If they could collect from the chasam mishabadim when there's available stuff, no one's going to want to buy because he could collect from me. So the rabbi said, no, as long as there's something available by the debtor, you can't take it from the purchaser. So says the lekech, ana b'hot takanti lo nichli. I don't prefer to have that takana drabanan. Rather, I want you to take according to your halachas, which are ksubas isha ziburas, b'chayv benis, and the zakun collect from Idis. But I don't want you all coming and saying, oh, it's the last one, that's the Necharin one, we're going to go ahead and collect from that. No, it's my rights, not your rights. And if I don't want that halacha because I don't want everyone taking from Idis, then you're going to all have to collect, which is your rightful halacha of Nizakin from Idis, Bachayiv Beinis, and Subas Isha of Ziburis. As the Gemara says, Kedir Rabba, like we find Rabba says this halacha. The Amar Rabba, the Rabba says in Sechtik Subas, whoever says, I don't prefer to have this rabbinic injunction, which is a takana drabanan, but it's made for me, I don't want that. Kugainzu, like in this type of a case, Shemila, we listen to him and we don't make that halacha. So the Gemara asks, my Kugainzu, what is this like this? In other words, regarding what was Rabbi saying, that he says like this, there is such halacha. It's because Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, Dam Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, Yechayli Isha Shetayma Labala, a woman could tell her husband, Eini Nezenes, I don't, you have an obligation to feed me, to take care of me. I'm not going to get fed from you. But the Isa, and I'm not going to do work. In other words, the work that I make is not going to go to you. Now, what's the reason? Because the reason for that transaction, that he has to feed her, but what she makes goes to him, was a takana for her, which is maybe I'm not going to make enough money from my earnings. So the Rabbanan instituted for me that, okay, you'll have to feed me, but in place of that, I have to go ahead and give you my earnings. Says the woman, I'm okay with that. I'm a high earner. I don't want to takana Rabbanan. Don't feed me, but don't take my earnings. She could say that. So says the Gemara, that's the same thing over here, where, yes, although the last thing he bought was Idis, it says, I don't want the takana drabanan of not collecting from the chasam mishabadah when there's bnei chayrin, and that's why, when this machon la'echad, even though it's b'zach hazeh, even though the last thing that he bought was Idis, they're not going to collect from Idis, rather they're all going to collect from their primary halachas of nizak and Idis, b'chayv beinis, and k'subas isha b'ziburus. Now the Gemara continues on this theme of nechasam mishabadah, pshita, it's obvious, if a purchaser, who the last thing that he purchased was Idis, if he sells Beinis Viziburis, he sells off where he bought three, it's a continuation of the previous type of case, which is that he bought from one person Idis, Beinis, and Ziburis. The last thing that he bought was Idis. And he sells off the medium grade and the lowest grade fields, Bishayr Idis Lafanov, and he leaves the Idis by him. That leisu kulu v'ligva me'idis. So all the collectors, Nezakin, Machayv, Ksubas Isha, they're all going to come and collect from him the highest grade fields. Why? D'achreinahi. Because it's the last field that he bought. And like we said, the last field bought was the Bnei Charin one. It was the last one available. And that's where their shibudim are. That's the one that they're going to collect from. Now, Ubeinus Viziburis, the reason why they're going to collect from Edus, although we just said in the previous discussion, he could tell them, oh, wait a second. That collecting from the last one is a rabbinic injunction for me. I don't want you, if I sold off the Beinus Ziburis, all I have left is Edus, I don't want you collecting the last one. No, I want each one of you to collect what you're supposed to collect from. So that the Gemara explains, no, the Beinus Ziburis less Nugabe. He doesn't have it anymore because he sold it off to someone else. The Matzi Lememelu, that he could tell them, go be Beinus Ziburis. Go ahead and collect from you, Bal Chayv, you collect from Beinus. No, don't collect from my Yiddis. And you, Subazija, collect from Ziburis, because I don't want this rabbinic injunction. He can't say this in this case because he doesn't have it anymore. He sold it off to somebody else. And they say, you're the guy who bought, you're the one who bought from our debtor, from the one who owes us the money. You sold off to someone else, fine, but the only thing you have left now is the Yiddis, which is the last thing that bought. If you had other things, you could say you don't want the rabbinic injunction. But now that the only thing you have is Yiddis, we're going to collect from the last thing, which was the Yiddis. Aval Macher Yiddis, but says the Gemara, let's say the last thing that he bought was the Yiddis, and now he sold that Yiddis to someone else, a second purchaser. V'shai Beinus v'Ziburis, now he has left by himself Beinus and Ziburis. My, what would the halacha be? In other words, would we say that all of them go and collect from the second purchaser? Because he took their shibud? And you cannot collect from the first lekach? Because he says, no, I want the rabbinic injunction, which is that the Yiddis was the last one available from the two purchases, and if that's yours. When I bought from the one that you're collecting from, I bought all the three. The last thing I bought was Yiddis. Now, that Yiddis, I sold to someone else. Go to him. He has what you want. Now, when it's by me, I could tell you, okay, look, what? Although the last thing is, but I don't want there to have been a conjunction. Here, I want it because go to him. He has what you have, and that's the halacha. So what would the halacha be? So Sava Abaye Lameim, Abaye thought to say that yes, Asur Kulu Gav Miyidus, they all go and collect from the second guy because that's the Takana Drabban, and he wants that Takana, but that's the last thing I bought. I'm the Chasim Mishabadim. B'nei Chorin was the last thing. I bought that, yes. So when I had that, you could have collected it from me, maybe, if I would want the Tekan Rabbanan, which obviously I probably wouldn't. But now that I sold it off, I want the Tekan Rabbanan. You go to him. Amalei Rabba. So Rabba said to Abaye, no. Ma Mocha Rishon L'Sheni. What does the first purchaser sell to the second purchaser? Kol Zchus Shetov L'Yodli. Any rights that the first guy had in the field is what he sells. All that field and the rights in it is what he sells to the second guy. So he explains Rav as follows. He says, "Vekiven de ilu osu gabelikeach rishain." When these collectors, if they would have came to the first purchaser, if he would have still had the Yiddis by himself, besides the Beinus and Ziburis that he had, matzi agvelahu mi Beinus v'Ziburis, he would be allowed to, and this is the discussions we've been having up until now, he'd be allowed to make them collect from Beinus and Ziburis. With this claim, like we said, because he could say, I don't want it, Takan Tzchacham. I don't want it. You should have to collect from the last one, the B'nei Charin. I want you to collect according to your halachas. In other words, as the Gemara explains, although that when I purchase Beinus Ziburis, this is what the first purchaser would be telling to them. Akati Yiddis B'nei Charin, have you? You're right. The last one available was the Yiddis. Ve'ein nefram nechasim eshabodim, cause mandik B'nei Charin. And you're right. Although the halacha generally is that you cannot collect from nechasim eshabodim, the first ones that I bought, which was the Beinus and Ziburis, when there's still available ones by the owner, and that's the last one that the Shibudim happened to, which is the Yiddis one. But still, Matzi Amalei, like we said previously in the Gemara, what could the first purchaser say? He could tell them, no, loy nichli b'haytakonim, I don't want the rabbinic injunction, like Rav had said. And therefore, he would have been able to push them away from the Yiddis to the Baal Chayiv, to the Beinus and the Ksubas Yishe to Ziburis. So says Rav, l'kech sheni nami Matzi Amalei. So the second purchaser could also tell them, go to the first purchaser and gavi Beinus v'Ziburis, go to the Beinus and Ziburis and collect from there. Why? Because when the second purchaser buys, he's purchasing for all the rights that the first purchaser had in this field itself. And in this field itself, he could have pushed away the Bachayiv and the Ksubis Isha from collecting from it by saying, I don't want the Takana Drabanan. Those rights, the second purchaser buys those rights too. And therefore he could say, no, you're not collecting from the Yiddis because I don't want the Takana Drabanan of collecting from the last one that's bought. I buy that right from the first one who could have said that. I'm saying that too. Go to him and collect from him, you Bachayiv from Beinus and you Ksubis Isha from Ziburis. Now, continuing on this theme, the Gemara says, Omar Rava. Rava says, Ravin Shemacher calls a dice of the Shimon. Reuven, who sells all his fields to Shimon, V'halach Shimon u'machar sada achas alevi. Now Shimon goes and he sells one of those fields that he bought from Reuven, sells one of those to Levi. Now as the Gemara will later on explain, that field that Levi bought was a Beinus field. Moreover, he didn't leave over any types of Beinus fields by Shimon, who had purchased these fields from Reuven. Now u'bobachayv de Reuven. Now the creditor of Reuven comes to Reuven, knocks on his door, says, I'm sorry, I have no money. Oh, come and collect from your fields. I sold off my fields. You sold off your fields, they were indebted to me. Okay, I'm going to go to the guy who purchased from you. He goes to Shimon, and Shimon says, wait a second, you're supposed to collect from Beinus. I sold off your Beinus fields to Levi. So says the Gemara, says Rava, Ratzim Yizeh Goyva. If the creditor of Reuben wants to, he could either collect from Levi, that field, because he could tell Levi, oh, you bought my Shibut. From the moment I lent money to Reuven, his Beinus fields were indebted to me. Then Shimon bought them. And then Shimon sold the Beinus fields to you, Levi. You have my Shibudim. I could collect from you. And also says Rav Ratzim Yizeh Goyva, if he wants, he could collect from Shimon the Zeburus types of fields. Because he could tell him, you're my litigant. Because essentially, you took all the fields of Reuven. So you took his place. So therefore, although you sold off the Beinus, but still, I could go ahead and collect Zeburus fields from you because you really are the proxy of Reuven. And therefore, if let's say Reuven didn't have Beinus fields, but he still had Zeburus, I would collect from him. So therefore, I could collect Zeburus fields from you. So he could collect from either one. That's what Rava says. Now, says the Gemara qualifies and says, but we didn't say that he could collect from Levi. Ela de Zavan, only if Levi had purchased Beinus, as we had said this before. But if the fields that he bought from Shimon were Reuben's either best fields or lowest fields, then no. Then the creditor of Levi, of Reuben, cannot collect from Levi. Why? Because the Amalek is Levi could tell him, Lahachi daiki. It's for this reason that I was precise, Vizavni idis viziburis, that when I bought from Shimon, I specifically bought the highest or the lowest quality fields, were Arad Delay Chazilach. I knew about you. I knew about the outstanding debt. There were fields that are not fit for you. So therefore, don't come collecting from me. I left over what is owed to you, which is the Beinus field by Shimon or by Reuben. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, Vafilas Zavin Beinus. But even if he did buy Beinus, Nami Loiman, we didn't say that the creditor of Reuben could collect from Levi. Ela de Leishar Beinus de Kabase. Only if he didn't leave over the same types of Beinus fields by Shimon. Where de Leimatzi Amalei, where he then cannot tell the creditor of Reuben, Hanachti Lach Mokim Ligabi Shimon, that I left you place to collect by Shimon, which is what is owed to you, which is Beinus fields. Now, that's where we said that, okay, therefore he could collect from Levi as one of the two options. Avashai Beinus de Kavaseg Abishimon, but says the Gemara, but if he left over similar types of Beinus fields by Shimon, although Levi himself had bought Beinus fields too, then like Gavimine, then the creditor of Reuben cannot collect from Levi. The Matze Amalei, because he could tell him, look, I know I bought Beinus fields, which I'm a Shubba to you, but I left place for you to collect. Shimon took the place of Reuben. I, Levi, who bought from Shimon, you can't collect from me. Because although I bought Beinus, but I left your Shibudim by Shimon, which are other Beinus fields, and therefore you can't collect from me Beinus fields too. Now continuing in a related vein, Amar Baya. Baya says, Reuven Shemacher Sada L'Shimon Bachrayis. If Reuven sold a field to Shimon with liability, with responsibility, which means to say that if anything happens to it that he's the cause of, he's going to be able to go ahead and collect back from Reuven. And now a classic case of responsibility is where the creditor of Reuven came and Reuven said, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot I owe you money, I don't have any money. And then, so he's, as he's allowed to, as a creditor, he collects from the field of Shimon. So now Shimon would go back and collect from Reuven because that's the achrayas that he has from Reuven. So says Abaye, dinahu de azar Reuven u'mishtoi dina bahadei. So the law is that Reuven is allowed to go ahead and go ahead and be a litigant in the court case with his creditor who's trying to collect from his purchaser, from Shimon, to get him away from the field. In other words, if let's say Reuben has any claim against his creditor's collection, which let's say he says, I paid you up already, where the halacha is brought in Masechta Shavuos Memalav Menalav, that even if, let's say, this creditor has a document, if let's say the debtor says, swear to me that I didn't pay you up, he has to swear, Reuben is allowed to come to court. Although he's collecting from Shimon, because Shimon's the one who purchased the field, Reuben's allowed to come into court and be part of the court process, which would help on some level. Let's say we'd make him swear and do other things. Now, v'leimotze amle, and the creditor cannot tell Reuben, no, lav bal dvarm d'diat, you're not my litigant regarding this field. You can't come into court and debate with me. because it already left your domain. I'm just collecting my shibud, which is from Shimon. I have nothing to do with you. You get out of here. You're like a hard bargainer. You're someone that's a very difficult type of person. I don't want to deal with you. Says the Gemara, says Abai, he can't say that. Because the Amar Lei, because Reuben could tell his creditor, who's now collecting from Shimon, says, no, I am your Baal Davar. I am your litigant. Because imafkis mine, if whatever you're going to be collecting from Shimon, alai hadar, he's coming back to me because I accept the responsibility. I'm his insurance policy. So of course I'm a party over here that's related to this court case, and therefore I could be involved, and I could tell you certain things like, I swear to me that I didn't pay you up, and you're going to have to make such a shvua because I'm definitely an invested party. Now, Begadami, there are those that say that Afilu Shalei Bachrayis Nami, even if Reuben had sold the field to Shimon without responsibility, whatever happens to it, it's sold. No backsies, no traxies, it doesn't make a difference. Still, says the Gemara, he could be involved in the court case. Why? Because the Amalei, he could tell the creditor, Lo Nichali Ditahava Lishrim Terumasalai. You're right, although I'm not going to have to take it back, but I don't want him to have complaints to me. I don't want him to say, what'd you do? You sold me a field and that, look, I lost all that money. So therefore, says the Gemara, even then he can be involved in the court case as a third party, as a litigant. Now, Vam Abaya, another related halacha, says Abaya, Reuben Shemachar Sad L'Shimon Shalei Bachrayis. Let's continue on this last case, where if Reuben sells a field to Shimon without responsibility. Now, as we continue on top of Tesamid Aleph, now, V'yatzo La'asikin. But now there are rumors, there's people that are claiming to say, this is our field. It's like, no, I bought this from this guy, Reuben. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know Reuben gets out. Look, this is our field. Now, so says the Gemara, Achala Hichzikba, if the purchaser didn't yet do a chazaka in the field, he wasn't machzik and they didn't take possession of it with the halachas of chazaka, then Yachal Achzikba, he could retract, which is, although it was without responsibility, but since he didn't do a chazaka yet, he's like, whoa, I'm not getting into this field, I see it's not so simple over here, there are liens and whatever, he says, I'm out of here. But Mechashah Hichzikba, once he already made a chazaka, so then in Yachal Achzikba, then he can't retract. My time, what's the reason? Why can't he retract? Because the Amalek is the seller could tell him, you already did a chazaka, chayse de katria, which means a knotted sackcloth, which is filled with air, savris v'kablis, you thought about it, and you accepted. You knew, I said, no matter what happens, I'm not taking responsibility for it. So you knew that that's a risk. So once you did a chazaka, you already acquired it, it's already a done deal, you can't retract. You retract, you're obviously going to be violating many halachas, mishapara, certain things, which is that if you already are officially boarded, you can't just back out. If he didn't do chazaka, so then he could back out. Once he did a chazaka, you can't back out. So says the Gemara, me'imes have a chazaka. From when is it considered that he did a chazaka, that he took possession of the field, that he can't back out? It's mechidayish ametzri. It's from when he treads on the border of the field, which is part of, as Rashi points out in Baba Metzia, even if, let's say, the purchaser didn't give money yet. But since land is purchased with chazaka, the chazaka is when you go around the boundaries to make sure things are okay, that's already taking possession of the field. Once you took possession, you can't back out anymore. Actually, Taisa says, a different interpretation, says that it's talking about where it could be he did a complete kinyan, whether with chalip or shtar or chazaka. Now, but in spite of that, even if he did a full kinyan, he acquired the field, a person's intention is, even if when he acquires something totally, if there are oirin, if there's some type of rumors about the field, he could still retract as long as he didn't go along the length and the width of the field by the boundaries to see what the field looks like, which that's what Daisha Mitzri is. Once you do that, you're assessing the field, then that's something that you fully accept the responsibility where, okay, I'm okay with taking the field. So that, according to Taisa's dividing line, but either way, the interpretation is that that there's no responsibility to the field. So once you took possession of it, you can't back out. If you didn't, then there's no problem because since it's Eirin, we understand there's no Mishapara of backing out because who wants to get invested in something? We obviously see it's not so simple about taking possession of this land. Now, that qualifies the Gemara, as we said, but that's V'dafka Shalei Bachrayis. That's only if the field that was being sold was without responsibility, where he's not going to be able to collect from the guy, Reuben, who sold it to him. Then, once he took chazaka, he can't back out. Bachrayis, lie. But if it was responsibility, then there's no problem. Then even if he did a chazaka, he says, wait a second. You told me 100% guarantee, money back, whatever the situation is, if something happens to it. I hear there's Eirin, there's things, I don't want to get invested. I don't want to start planting and doing things over here. I know I did a chazak already, says the Gemara, he's allowed to back out and get his money back. Now, but says the Gemara, those that say, afila bachrayis nami, that even if the seller accepted responsibility, where you would think to say that since ultimately, if it really is something wrong with this field, that he's going to be able to get his money back, that now he can also say, I want my money back? Says the Ikud Amri that even so, he cannot retract. Why? Because the Amalei, because the seller could tell him, look, Ach Vitirfach, show me your document that the court writes for someone that the field was taken away from him by someone else who claims it's his, where by right it was taken away from you, Vashalmach, and then I'll pay you. In other words, saying, calm down. I know that there are people saying this and that. I know it's my field. So I take full responsibility. If something happens, show me the document. I'll give you back the money. But even though I took responsibility, you can't just back out now. You took chazaka, the field is yours. When something happens, then you can go back and collect from me. That's the difference between those two different versions. The first one holds that it's only shalai b'achrayis, but achrayis. So then there's responsibility. Then even if nothing happens to it yet, once his oyrin, his room is, the guy wants out, he can get his money back. The Gedam may say that no, even when there's b'achrayis, don't worry, calm down, because there's people making some of a commotion. Doesn't mean anything. You can't get your money back once you made a chazaka, unless something actually happens to the field.